Text, Hallmark Channel presents. Title, Butlers in Love. We float over the green countryside of a castle. Text, Stacy Farber, Corey Scott. Moss-covered statues in a garden. Text, Manuela Sosa. Bouquets of flowers in vases. Text, and Maxwell Caulfield. Casting by Judy Lee. A grand piano. Text, production designer Heather Coutts. A stained glass lamp, a chessboard. Text, director of photography Jonathan Kischel. White gloved hands put rolled napkins on a table set with china and polished silver. Champagne is poured into glasses on a tray. A long rectangular table with many place settings. The floral centerpiece is placed in the middle of the table. Sunlight shines in from the window onto a young girl's face. Text, written by Anna White. Directed by David Weaver. We move to see the young girl is watching the TV where champagne is being served.
Emma? You didn't even close the door.
The carpool's late, and I don't want to miss the beginning of Palm Shower Manor.
The woman shakes her head.
It'd be so cool to have a life like that. Work for royalty, travel to exotic places, eat gourmet food, be in charge of an entire estate.
Well, you can start by cleaning your room.
Mom?
Emma frowns.
All right. After the show.
She smiles as her mother kisses her head, then she turns toward the TV. On TV, a butler helps a man put his jacket on as Emma watches with her head resting in her hands.
Being a butler here at Plumshire Manor is the greatest honor of my life.
Titles on the TV, Plumshire Manor. Emma smiles as she watches. A lit-up New York City skyline at night. Text, 14 years later. A corner restaurant with a neon bar sign.
All right, everybody. Your penne, ma'am. And your penne. And this one's gluten-free. Everything looking good, guys? We're good? Okay, I'll be back with those two drinks.
Okay, that's got to be a new record. What was that, like 19 dishes?
Been practicing nonstop.
Why? You know it's okay to take more than one trip.
Mm-mm. At the Butler Academy, they expect you to carry multiple dishes at once with no tray.
Of course they do.
Butling's a lot harder than people think.
I'm sorry. What? Butling? That can't be a real word. It must be called something else.
Mm-mm. The official term is butling.
Huh. Well, speaking of, have you heard anything?
No. I'm hoping for an acceptance letter from the Academy any day now.
Well, I'd cross my fingers and toes for you, but that made me a very dangerous waitress.
Emma smiles as she writes on her notepad. From above, rooftops of houses at dusk. Emma walks up the front steps to her house, gets out her key and reaches in her mailbox. Inside, she sorts through her mail. She picks up one envelope and drops the others. She closes her eyes as she opens it. She takes out the letter and unfolds it with closed eyes. She opens her eyes and reads. We see the letter begin, Dear Emma Conroy, and then text, Thank you for applying, and further down, Unfortunately, she shakes her head, shoves the envelope in a drawer and shuts it.
Emma, you home? I got takeout.
Yeah, I'm in the kitchen.
Her mom walks in as Emma slowly turns with a frown.
Another rejection?
Yeah.
She lowers her eyes.
Oh, honey. I'm sorry. You look tired. You're working too hard. What time did you get home last night?
Learned about hard work from you.
Yes, but I was a single parent trying to raise you. You're doing it.
Because the guy from the Butler Academy said I needed more service industry experience.
Well, you put yourself through college, got a degree in communications, took three different language courses, moved back home to save money. I mean, you'd think that'd be enough to get you in.
Holds up a bottle.
Let's go with Chinese.
Yeah, that's right.
She smiles.
Mom, these schools are hard to get into for a reason. Graduates from these programs end up working for some of the most important dignitaries, monarchs, and politicians in the world. They make like 6 or 7-figure incomes.
I know. I just wish you didn't have to break your back just to be considered.
You know, this one person in that chat forum I'm in made the point that Butler School can be harder to get into than law school.
Well then, try law school?
Emma blanks.
Kidding. Look, I'm just worried you're putting all your eggs in this butler basket. And I know you'll get in, and you'll go, and you'll be great.
She nods.
I just don't want you to miss out on life while you're at it.
I'm not missing out on life. I have a life.
Really?
Yeah. Today, I hung out with Marie.
At work? Doesn't count.
She picks up the takeout box.
Chow mein.
The New York City skyline. The neon bar sign hangs outside Emma's restaurant. Emma answers her phone.
Hello?
Am I speaking with Miss Emma Conroy?
You are.
Ah, good afternoon, Miss Conroy. This is Charles Willoughby from the American Butler Academy.
Her jaw drops.
Hi.
She puts a hand over her mouth.
I am calling with regard to your most recent application.
Yes, I received your letter of rejection yesterday.
Ah, well, there's been a slight change of plans. At the last minute, we had a student drop out. And if you're still interested, we'd like to offer you the open spot.
She freezes, eyes wide, mouth agape.
Hello? Miss Conroy? Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here, and yes, I definitely want that spot.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. We shall be in touch, and good day to you.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, bye.
She hangs up.
Yes!
The whole restaurant jumps and turns. She coughs and waves. She turns and pumps her fists in the air. We float above trees and rooftops. Text, Maryland. We follow a taxi as it drives up a long road past manicured fields to a large manor house. The taxi turns the corner and through a gate into the estate past a sign that reads, American Butler Academy. Emma smiles in the back seat of the taxi. We see the taxi pull up to the stone manor house. Emma gets out and the taxi driver gets her bags out of the trunk. She looks around as she walks through the front door. She sets her bags down and takes a few steps in. We circle her as she turns and looks around at the grand staircase and wood-paneled foyer and smiles. She looks behind her at the foyer as she walks back to her bags.
Oh, sorry!
I'm so sorry.
She bumps into another young woman.
How gorgeous is this place?
I know, I just can't believe I'm actually here.
Same. Applied multiple times?
Yes, and to so many different programs.
Me too. I hear this one is one of the best, though.
Oh, definitely. Congrats.
You too. Hey, I'm Lisa Bolster.
I'm a Conroy. Hi.
Nice to meet you.
They shake.
Do you know what type of butling you're hoping to do after you graduate?
Yeah, my dream is to be a butler at one of those grand estates in Europe.
Amazing.
What about you?
Yachting. I've been trying to get into it for years. The most successful yacht butlers all graduated from here.
So cool.
She smiles.
All students, please gather in the entrance hall.
Okay. Did you do the tour online?
Of course, 5 times.
So I've been working at a restaurant. I wouldn't say it's fine dining, but it's sort of fancy.
A man in a tuxedo and a woman in a suit and tie walks down the stairs and surveys the students. The students stand at attention.
Welcome. Incoming students of the American Butler Academy. My name is Charles Willoughby. I have dedicated my life to the craft of butling and opened up this school to pass on my knowledge to the next generation of great butlers. These next few weeks will be hard and grueling. You will be bombarded with information and skills that you will need to retain immediately. But I promise you, it'll all pay off in the end.
Better.
Now, the hardest part about being a butler is balance, both figuratively and literally. That car behind you symbolizes the skills that you will have to master. By the end of this course, you should be able to carry one full service in one trip.
Emma raises her brow.
I assure you, I am not kidding. Is there anyone amongst you now who cares to try it out? See if there are any early standouts among you.
Emma raises a hand.
Ah, initiative and confidence. Two excellent attributes in a future butler.
Thank you.
Gives her coat to Lisa.
Okay.
She walks to the table.
One full service, 4 plates?
I believe that's what I said.
Okay.
She rolls up her sleeves.
I've got this.
She picks up one plate in her left hand, then adds two to her left wrist, then one in her right hand. They wobble a bit. The door opens behind her and she falls. The plates smash. Charles looks down.
Yeah, I'll call you back.
The man who entered hangs up his phone.
I am so sorry. I was on the phone. And are you okay?
She stands.
The prime example of why butlers need to be prepared for anything and everything. Proximity to doors is always something to note, Ms. Conroy.
She nods.
And Mr. Hawker?
He bites his lip and raises his brow.
Nice of you to finally join us.
He smiles and nods.
Hey, Kath.
I'm so sorry.
In your hands, you have a crisp white shirt. Windsor cut collar, along with a black or gray tie, which should be in a Windsor knot, always. Also, a vest or waistcoat, with the bottom button undone, as per tradition, dating back to Edward VII. Smooth top, no wrinkles. Cufflinks are a must. And the shirt sleeve is the transition from the jacket to the hands, and should be visible 2 centimeters outside of the jacket. And we measure.
Are you really taking notes?
Yeah, this is important.
Charles eyes Emma and Mr. Walker. They look up.
When wearing a jacket, again, you should leave the bottom button open. Trousers should always be as long as 2 centimeters above the heel of the shoe. Shoe shine is available in all of your rooms. None should be used daily.
You spelled trousers wrong.
Do you mind?
Everyone turns to look at them.
Sorry.
There will be uniform checks. The first will be tomorrow morning. When you hear the bell, you will have precisely 10 minutes to come downstairs fully dressed in pristine condition.
A hand is raised.
Yes.
What happens if we miss a button or we tie our tie wrong?
Well, like everything we do here at the Academy, you'll be graded and tested. The better you do, the higher your class ranking. The higher your rankings, the more likely you are to receive a letter of recommendation. Fully 1/3 of the students at the Academy fail. So, please act accordingly. Now, join the lovely Miss Martin as she assigns you your rooms. Please follow.
They follow Miss Martin out holding their uniforms.
Oh, Miss Conroy, would you mind holding back a moment?
Emma's face falls as she watches the other students go, then turns and close-mouthed smiles. She walks back to Charles.
It was chance that gave you your spot here. I hope you keep that in mind.
Yes, I will, and I want you to know I'm so grateful to be here.
Mm-hmm. Then please don't speak when I'm speaking. In fact, chit-chat is a slippery slope and something butlers should avoid.
100%. I don't even know that guy. He's just some rude person. It won't happen again.
I'm sure it will.
She smiles.
Off you go.
Yes. Sorry.
She walks briskly out to catch up with the group. The exterior of the moss-covered academy at night. Emma opens her suitcase in her room.
Hi.
So glad we got assigned as roommates.
Same. I feel like you're one of the few friendly faces I've seen since I got here.
I think the instructors are just really serious people. You know that Mr. Willoughby worked for the Swedish royal family for like 30 years?
Really? That's impressive. I hope I get on his good side.
You will. Hardest part was getting in. Now we're here. We got this.
You're right. Thank you. I'm not going to let some latecomer ruin the fact that I'm here. And I'm ready to learn.
Exactly.
She nods. The academy in the morning. The bell on the wall. Emma sits up and blinks her eyes open.
Here we go.
Lisa is still sleeping.
Lisa!
Emma turns on the light. Lisa rolls over.
5 more minutes?
No, I don't think it works like that. Bell means we have 10 minutes to get ready and lined up in uniform downstairs.
Is the sun even up?
Yes.
Lisa sits up with closed eyes as Emma rummages through a drawer.
Shoot, I'm missing a cufflink.
What? Already?
Oh, it's so tiny.
She looks on the floor.
I'll help you look for it, but you have to help me tie a Windsor knot.
Emma shakes her head. The students stand in a line.
Hands out of pockets. Your trousers are creased. Ah, good knot. Wrong button. Hardly a Windsor. That is a Charlie knot, Mr. Archer. And you must shine the spots off your shoes.
Spots? I don't even see any spots.
Therein lies your first problem.
He goes down the line to Lisa.
Miss Bolstel. Good nod. Do up your jacket. Overall, too much space between jacket and wrist. Miss Conroy, where's your coupling?
I couldn't find it anywhere, sir. I'm so sorry.
Butlers don't make excuses, they find solutions.
Of course.
Retrieve your cufflink. In any household, a mishap like that could cost you your position.
Mr. Walker walks down the stairs on his phone.
Ah, Mr. Walker, you're late.
I'm sorry, yet my alarm did not go off. It is early.
He puts his phone in his pocket and saunters to the end of the line.
Despite his tardiness, Mr. Walker is wearing his uniform close to perfection. Please all take note. This is how you should all look going forward. But that is the second time you've been late. Don't let it happen again.
Yes, sir.
Please follow me for breakfast. I shall be going over class schedules.
Emma glares at him as she turns to go and bumps into Lisa. She glares at him again as he turns away.
So, can anyone tell me where the word butler comes from? Yes.
The word butler comes from the old French word bouteiller, which means cupbearer. In ancient Greece and Rome, butlers were in charge of the household's refreshments.
Yes. And do you know why this was?
Yes, I do. Alcoholic beverages were stored in earthenware containers, which were considered very valuable to the household, so only the most trusted of servants were allowed to handle them.
Okay, yeah. So they technically were not butlers.
What do you mean?
They were just servants who poured wine.
No, it was more meaningful than that.
No. What we now know is butling didn't exist until the 17th and 18th century.
No, butlers have existed since the dawn of hospitality, which can be traced as far back as 15,000 BCE.
Oh, come on.
It's true. The Lascaux Caves in France were the first documented shelters in history where people accommodated others from a different tribe. So, really, butling's older than the wheel.
That's a bit of a stretch.
Actually, the young lady is correct. The role we presently play in high society dates back to when civilization began.
Okay, right. The history is important, but the actual act of being a butler requires much more than that, right?
Much, much more.
She glares at him. He looks at her. She snaps her head back to the front. Later in the day, the class is setting the table.
Which side is the water glass supposed to be again? Water glasses are the left. No, the right. I don't know why I keep blanking on this. I've studied this.
Salad fork comes after the fish fork. The menu you're setting has it as an appetizer.
Yeah, the fish fork.
It's a smaller one with the incurve.
Precisely.
I know that.
He smirks at Emma.
No, Mr. Archer. Always make sure to measure. The distance between the water glass and the top of the knives needs to be exactly 1 inch.
Mr. Archer nods.
The bread plate goes to the left. Above yeah. The other plate.
I know, I worked at a restaurant.
All right, just trying to help.
No need. I've got this. I just haven't had to set tables under this pressure before.
You think this is pressure? Just wait till we have to do this for actual royalty.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah. Our final dinner we set and serve is for real nobility. Friends of Willoughby's.
She furrows her brow and her eyes wander down.
Excellent work, Mr. Walker. Though no surprise there.
Oh, thank you, Miss Martin.
No, Miss Conroy. The knife blades always need to face the plate. Look to Mr. Walker's as an example.
She stares at her.
Mr. Willoughby will expect you all to set a full table for 8 in under 10 minutes by this Friday.
The class walks through the gardens.
A well-made floral bouquet can transform any room from the mundane to the elegant.
Do butlers have to create flower arrangements often?
My old boss. The Prince of Sweden, he used to insist on waking up every morning to the fragrance of the freshest flowers. It is a necessity.
Rodney nods.
Fragrant cloud.
He's not even making a bouquet. He's looking at tomatoes.
Maybe he's allergic to flowers?
I don't get it. He doesn't want to be here and he doesn't participate, but he knows everything about being a butler.
Right.
The Henry Walker guy?
Yeah, what's his deal?
He's a legacy butler.
A what?
A legacy butler. He comes from a long line of butlers. I looked it up last night before bed. His family has been butling for a duke's estate for over 200 years.
Over 200 years?
She raises her brow.
Wow.
I think he's friends with Henry's whole family.
That makes sense. It's why he's getting away with everything.
Nepotism at its finest.
Ugh, I hate that.
Well, that doesn't seem fair.
Rodney and Lisa keep walking. Emma stares at Henry eating the tomato. She keeps walking.
Although you'll rarely have to do the cooking yourself, it is important for most butlers to have a basic understanding of the culinary arts and how to properly plate.
I think your bread is burning.
Oh, no.
You use way too much butter.
Thank you for the input.
She grimaces.
That was wonderful, Mr. Walker.
Oh, thank you, sir. I'm using a peach glaze.
Charles sniffs the air.
I can smell it caramelizing.
He walks to Emma and Lisa.
Miss Conroy, what is it that you're making?
I'm making a grilled cheese.
With a Dijon vinaigrette, perhaps, or herb chèvre?
No, I was just going for the basic sandwich. I eat out a lot, or I eat at work, so I don't have a lot of time to cook.
Mm-hmm. Well, in order to excel at butler duties, such as food preparation, table management, and stocking the household for the chef, knowing the bare bones is a must.
Hey, add some apple and Gruyere to the sandwich. It'll balance the burnt flavor.
She scowls at Henry. She starts slicing the apple.
Is it true that you're a legacy butler?
He glances back at her.
Glad to know my reputation precedes me.
May I ask, what then are you doing here?
Same thing as you. I'm getting my butler education.
Yeah, but it seems like you know most of this stuff already. You do realize this is one of the most prestigious butler academies in the world, right? Do you even want to be here?
No, not really. You're doing this all wrong. If you slice it a little thinner, it's much better for a sandwich.
He starts slicing.
Did you apply?
Oh, and if you add some mustard, this will bring out the flavor of the Gruyere.
You didn't answer my question.
Try this.
He hands her the sandwich. She takes a bite and looks at the sandwich. He raises his eyebrows.
Not bad.
And yes, to answer your question, I did apply.
She frowns and eats.
Miss Conroy, you're not supposed to eat the dish yet.
She takes the sandwich out of her mouth. She chews and looks at Henry, then turns back and nods at the sandwich. The class is ironing linens. Miss Martin walks around inspecting their work.
Jared, that cotton has a sheen. You need to iron the other side of the fabric and change to medium heat.
Jared raises his hands and nods.
Never knew this job required so much ironing.
It's important.
Is it? If an estate has a butler, surely it has a maid?
Mm-mm. Depends on the estate. Usually the butler's expected to prepare the tablecloths, but most butlers help their clients pick out and prepare their wardrobe every day.
It's part of the glitz and glamour of it all.
I'm sorry, I think there is something very glamourful about taking care of some of the most magnificent homes in the world and managing those households so that those who live there can reach their fullest potential.
Okay, I don't think glamourful is a word, and your tablecloth's on fire.
She looks down, her jaw drops.
Oh no. This needs to be on a lower setting.
Miss Martin yanks away Emma's iron and shakes out the linen.
Perhaps concentrating on your work instead of debating other students will help you not burn down the manor.
Emma looks down and tightly half smiles. She looks to Henry, her brow furrowed. He smiles. The sun's glancing rays on rows of grapevines.
Today, I want you to understand how to pair wine with meals, and most importantly, how to properly serve that wine.
I swear I've been to a million wine-tasting bridal showers, and I still can't tell the difference between most reds.
Tell me about it. My go-to is whatever's on sale, and sometimes that's Francia.
I'm sorry, you drink wine from a box?
I mean, sometimes, when the occasion calls for it.
What occasion could possibly call for that?
You got home late from work, you made some popcorn, you poured yourself a glass of wine.
Why, what's your go-to? Some rare bottle from 1912?
I mean, well, the 1912 Ribella Valente Port is really good. I'm sure you'd agree, Miss Martin, right? But, you know, I don't usually have $3,000 lying around. Do you?
Now, Henry, do you know the difference between contrasting pairing and congruent pairing?
Oh, sure, of course, yeah. So, contrasting pair, they create balance by putting differing flavors and tastes together. And congruent pairing creates balance by, how do you say it, amplifying shared flavor compounds.
I can see why Mr. Willoughby spoke so highly of you. Now, take up the bottle in front of you. Eventually, we will work up to synchronized pouring, but we will start with mastering the basics.
We got this. Getting wine into a cup has never been a problem for me.
A butler must pour with confidence. Hesitation will result in a mess. Always have a napkin or cloth to catch any drips. Always have the label facing the guest. Always hold from the bottom of the bottle. Only pour to one-third of the glass to allow the wine to aerate, and end with one swift twist to cut the pour. And always return to ready position with one arm behind your back when you finish. I want to see your perfect pours. And remember, always approach your guest and their wine glass from the right-hand side.
Emma frowns as the bottle wobbles as she pours. Henry pours flawlessly.
You just stained a client's cuff.
Jared, who hesitates.
Sorry.
Hold the bottle up higher, Miss Conroy.
Yeah.
It's like this.
No,
He tries to take the bottle. It spills on him. Lisa smiles.
Gosh, I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened.
A butler moves quickly to clean up any mess, especially
yes.
one they made.
All right, I'll use your...
Club soda. Stat.
Right.
Take him to the kitchen.
She grabs his shirt and yanks him out.
I can't believe I just did that.
It's okay. Just a mistake.
Every little thing counts. I've seen her making marks on her writing sheet.
Just calm down. Just a couple marks. It's not a big deal.
I've made so many avoidable mistakes already. I could easily fail. Unlike you, I actually want to graduate.
He looks to her, then down at his sweater.
Okay, well, I want to graduate, too.
No, you don't. You already told me you don't want to be here.
Yeah, I want to be a butler.
She looks up.
Every member of my family's gone to an academy like this, so I feel like I have to go. Follow tradition.
He shakes his head.
What would you rather do?
He glances at her.
Cook. Be a chef. Open my own restaurant.
She studies him.
Cool.
Yeah.
He shrugs.
You're starting to make a little more sense.
She taps his shirt. He eyes her.
What do you mean?
Well, my first impression of you is that you thought you were too cool for butler school.
He lowers his eyes.
Yeah, that part's true. It's very true.
You're just like the rest of us.
He gazes at her.
Oh.
He furrows his brow.
You're trying to find your path without hurting anyone or letting anyone down in the process.
They hold each other's gaze for a moment before he looks down.
Missed a spot. Actually, missed like 20 spots.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you.
We fly over the academy.
Miss Conroy, you're one of a few students I wanted to talk to regarding your rankings thus far. If you continue at this present level, I simply can't pass you.
She shakes her head.
I don't know why I'm not nailing it. It's like I get nervous and I have stage fright or something when it comes to the tasks I thought I had a handle on.
Well, you must devise a way to overcome this, and quickly. A butler has to be alert, sharp, and ready to focus on the moment at hand.
I will do my best.
Good.
He sets down his pen.
That's all then.
She slowly stands, nods once, then walks out. On her way out, she passes Jared. Her eyes widen and she grimaces. Jared raises his brow as he watches her go.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, please. Take a seat.
He walks to the chair. Night at the academy.
Yes, of course I will.
Emma spies on him.
Fine. Okay. I will. Bye.
He hangs up. She approaches him.
Everything okay?
He looks to her.
Yeah. Didn't realize anyone else was down here.
I was just practicing the table settings for the quiz tomorrow.
He nods and looks down.
Who are you talking to?
My dad. He's just checking in on me, making sure everything's going smoothly, and that I'm excelling.
She tilts her head and considers him.
Have you ever told your parents that you don't actually want to be a butler and that you'd rather be a chef?
Oh, yes. Many times. It has not gone well. It's much easier said than done. My parents and my grandfather simply won't hear of it. At all. They've been in this line of work for generations. My mom's American. I went to school here. But she has bought into this whole thing as well.
Some family business.
He looks at her.
I don't know what I would do if someone told me I couldn't pursue the career I wanted.
What, being a butler?
Yeah.
She smiles.
And this is all because of that TV show you were telling Lisa about? Plum Shire Mountain?
Plum Shire Manor. Yes. I mean, the show planted the seed. But once I researched everything a butler does and everything a butler gets to experience, I knew I wanted that life.
He lowers his head.
What?
I've never looked at being a butler as something you can aspire to. It's always felt like an obligation to me.
Oh, yeah. No, there are very few jobs that let you be in a room with some of the most important people on the planet and help make their day better.
Okay, so the way that you feel about butling, that's how I feel about cooking. Though I'm a really good cook, and your butling is... It needs some work.
They share a smile.
And just when I thought we were finding common ground...
He tilts his head and looks down.
Good night.
Good night.
She walks away. He smiles and watches her go. We float over the academy.
When Mr. Willoughby says, you will have 5 minutes to set one setting in front of you based on this menu. You must also choose which wine to pair with the first course. We will only be here to observe and grade. We cannot offer any help.
We got this. Yeah.
5 minutes. And commence.
Emma and Jared look at the menu.
Whoa. Okay, we have the tablecloth. You do plates, I'll do linens.
On it?
Yeah.
She places a placemat.
Yes, yeah.
He places a plate.
The salad plate is the one on the right.
This one?
No. The bigger one, the left.
Okay,
left. Yeah,
I'll go with it.
And I'm going to make sure it's 1 inch. Okay.
Charles watches and frowns.
We have soup. We need soup bowls.
You're right.
Those are dessert bowls.
Miss Martin writes on her notepad.
Half the allotted time.
Shrimp is before salad. We need wine.
Please.
They adjust the order of the silver.
No.
25 seconds.
She reaches across the table, then waffles over spoons.
What are these spoons? I feel like we're forgetting something.
What are you missing?
Done.
The centerpiece.
They look behind them at the floral bouquet.
Yes. Not only have you forgotten the centerpiece, but choice of wine would make the shrimp cocktail taste metallic, and you completely disregarded the mousse selection on the menu. With regard to spoons, I won't even address the state of the tablecloth.
He walks away. They hang their heads. The grounds of the academy. Charles inspects the class standing in a line.
End of another week, Miss Conroy.
Mm-hmm.
Did you eventually find the cufflink?
Yeah, it's, not looking so good. Would it be possible to get a new pair?
He rolls his eyes.
I shall add it to your tuition.
She smiles as he walks away. Emma looks around, her brow furrowed, and she leans over to Lisa.
Where's Jared?
Lisa looks down the line.
The latest class rankings have been posted. Please use it as a guide and a motivational tool.
He looks to Emma. She half smiles. They walk out. The class walks to an easel with the posted rankings. Rodney sees it first and smiles.
The rankings are up. Oh, can I see?
Emma rushes to the front and looks for her name. We start at the top and move down to see Emma at 9, Jared 10, which is last. Henry is 4. Emma blinks and straightens her spine. Henry glances over to the crowd around the list, then walks out.
Good morning, everyone. Just wanted to say goodbye. I'm leaving today.
What?
Jared appears with his coat.
You know, only like 60% of the students make it all the way to the end. Bound to happen to some of us.
Hey, it's all right.
Emma approaches him.
What happened?
Mr. Willoughby made it clear that I do not have what it takes to be a butler.
I'm so sorry. Maybe you could reapply or... I don't know, try another school?
Yeah.
Nah, sometimes you just have to know when to quit.
Her face softens.
Good luck.
He raises his brow.
You too.
Thanks.
He smiles to the group and hugs Lisa.
Bye. I'll miss you, Jared.
Bye, Jared.
Bye. Emma waves. Her face tenses as she watches him go. Lisa appears in the doorway of their room with her toothbrush and PJs.
Let me guess. Another late night studying?
You saw what happened to Jared?
You're like the hardest worker here, though. I don't get it.
I know, right? In the classroom, I'm great. Subjects like language and manners and house management, I've got down. When it comes to food or wine or table settings. I'm terrible.
Can't help you there. I got a 4 on my wine pairing quiz today.
I got a 2.
Lisa grimaces. Emma nods.
You know who does seem to thrive in that arena? Henry.
Yeah, that's because he has the advantage of being a chef and he was raised by butlers.
Maybe he's a good resource. Have you thought about asking him for help?
No, no thanks.
Why not?
Because he's Henry. He's been driving me nuts since day one.
All right, if you say so.
Besides, he doesn't even like this stuff. He's just doing it to make his parents happy.
Yes, but he's still doing it. And doing it well.
Emma looks up from her book.
I'm just saying, it's something to think about. You could have your own tutor. And I bet you he wouldn't even ask for a fee.
She snuggles into her bed. Emma taps her pen on her book and contemplates this.
Think of it as a dance. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Two rows flank a table with plates.
Best way to do it together is to form your own silent temper.
Now, place the dish.
The class places the plates. Everyone steps back swiftly except Emma, who lingers. Henry eyes her.
And turn.
Emma turns to her right.
Or rather left, Miss Conroy.
She does a 360 to the wine table.
Select your wine. Complete the circle.
She turns back around.
And pour. In unison.
They step to the table.
Wrong wine, Miss Conroy.
She looks and grimaces, then goes to get the correct wine. Henry clocks this. The rest of the class steps back from the table as Emma approaches with her wine. She pours in an unsteady stream, but doesn't spill. Henry laughs. She grimaces as she steps back.
All right. Once more.
The class walks back to their starting position.
Miss Conroy, wet please.
Emma walks back with a forced smile.
I know the passion is there. But you're making far too many little mistakes.
I know. I'm trying so hard. I want to do better.
You're trying too hard. That's the problem. Getting in your own way. Perhaps you need a guide of some sort. Someone who sees these tasks differently.
Like...
Well, I'm thinking very possibly of Mr. Walker.
She blinks.
Oh.
She forces a smile that fades quickly.
Don't be too proud to ask for help.
She nods.
Thanks.
She walks out. Miss Martin walks up to Charles.
Is Henry really the best person to help her?
No. She has the drive and adoration for this work. He has the know-how and the sense to connect to the moment. I think they rather need each other.
They look off in the direction of the class. Emma bounds up the stairs.
Hey.
She enters the greenhouse room to find Henry.
There you are.
Hey.
What are you doing in here?
I thought the chef could use a few more herbs in his cooking. I was just checking out to see what they had in here.
That makes sense.
What are you doing? Usually you're in the library during lunch.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to say that I know you're really good at all things to do with food and wine.
Thank you.
He stares at her.
Yeah. The second part is, I was wondering if maybe if you happen to have some free time after class and you're willing, if you would consider giving me some pointers.
He smiles and nods.
You asking for my help?
She nods.
Yeah.
He juts out his lower lip.
You know, I don't know if that's the best idea.
Why?
Well, you're really into the whole butler thing, you know, and I'm not that into it, so I don't know. I don't know if I'm the best teacher for you.
She lowers her eyes and nods.
Fair enough.
She holds out a flat hand.
But what if I could show you something that would inspire you to see how I see?
He cocks his head.
We'll always be here for you to rely on, Lady Jane. Advising you means the world to me.
This is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's so good.
No, it's not.
No, shh. This is the good part.
You are more than just a butler, Stevenson. You are my greatest confidant and my guiding light.
They sit on her bed watching. He eyes her tearing up.
Thank you, my lady.
The butler leaves the room on the show. Henry looks at Emma, who is crying.
Are you crying?
It's just so sweet, the bond that they have.
He would get fired
for being up all in her business, in reality.
We learned about this. Client discretion?
Yeah,
it's important.
He earned her trust.
Okay, you want to know the most unrealistic part of it?
Not really.
Well, it's when Mr.
Crumpet.
Nobody's named that. When he falls in love with the town baker?
Oh.
That would not happen. Butlers don't have time for that. They don't have a life.
I mean, your parents must have found time. They had you.
His eyes wander.
My mother was willing to give up her entire career to move to the Duke's grounds. But I have plenty of uncles and cousins who never had time for marriage or for kids.
She nods.
You know, it's easy to get swept up in the job when it's all about other people.
She considers this and blinks.
I guess I never thought about it that way.
He nods.
Butlers make a great living. It's a great trade, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you are willing to devote yourself, your life, to the job and to other people. I'm not gonna do that. No way. I don't want that. I want a family. And I want kids. And I want the time to enjoy it.
They hold each other's gaze a moment.
I have to plug in the computer, and the charger's right there.
Well, let me retrieve it for you, Miss Conroy.
He picks up the charger.
Very good.
Let me plug it in for you, right?
Yeah. Uncanny.
Here we go.
Let me find the outlet.
Hey, look.
He picks up something tiny in his hand.
My cufflink. Oh, but I already bought new ones.
Well, now you have a backup for when you lose those. Ow!
She playfully hits him. He smiles at her. Their eyes linger on each other.
Well, it's past my bedtime. I should get going. Mm-hmm.
He stands.
Wait, before you go. You didn't really give me an answer about helping me.
He narrows his eyes. She grins broadly.
Okay. Meet me tomorrow after class.
Really?
Yeah, say what, 6 in the kitchen?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
He raises a finger.
Really?
Really.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll be there.
He backs away, eyeing her.
Good evening, Miss Conroy.
She smiles. The sun sets behind the trees. Emma is in the kitchen with Henry.
So when anyone's cooking, the 5 basic elements of flavor are very important for pairing and balance. And they are sweet, sour, salty, bitter, and umami.
Okay.
Do not take notes. Put this down.
No,
I don't care. Put this down. It's not. I don't think it helps you, actually, because what it does, it gets you in your head, and you're not enjoying the moment. It becomes work. It becomes a chore. Am I right? I'm definitely right.
Okay.
It's no longer enjoyable. You need to get out of your head and in your body. Enjoy the moment.
Okay.
We're in the moment.
Enjoy the moment.
In the kitchen. We're living life, okay? Okay.
She smiles.
You good?
I'm good.
Okay. Can you pour the rest of those for me?
Yeah. How'd you get so good at this stuff?
Oh, you know. I just lived in the kitchen. Always. I loved the kitchen. And the chef was really important to me. I cared more about what the chef was doing than what my parents were doing. Oh, man, it just always smelled so good. Brought me a lot of comfort and solace. And it was like a stress relief, you know?
It's your real life passion.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, what about you?
Passion?
Yeah, you have anything like that?
Mm-hmm. I would say my life passion is setting goals.
He points at her.
You're a very determined person.
I am.
You're diligent, right?
Yep.
You have a really strong work ethic.
She sips her wine.
It's like not what I meant by passion. Passion is, it's this. It's something you do for fun. It's something you do outside of work. It's something you don't strive for. You just love to do it.
I guess I never really had time for anything like that.
I think that's the thing. I think people don't make time for it. But everybody needs to. Everybody needs to make time for balance. Let me ask you this. If you were gonna have a weekend off and you were gonna have fun and you were gonna go out and do something, whatever it is, what would that be?
She bounces.
Emma Conroy, having fun, what is it?
Emma Conroy, I'm having fun and I'm watching Funshire Manor.
You've gotta be kidding me.
I don't know. It's
Plumshire, an old.
It's a sad life.
So that's
isn't it?
No, it's not. It's just if you want to be good at this, truly good. And I know you want to, right? Mm-hmm. You want to be great. You need balance. It cannot be all work. You, as Emma, need balance. Food needs balance. It makes everything better.
And you? Do you practice what you preach?
All the time.
But wouldn't you rather have a job that you love so that you can be doing what you love all the time? Like being a chef?
He picks up the cracker, then looks up.
Yeah, I just can't. I can't.
He shakes his head.
It's complicated.
No, there must be a way for you to show your family that you're meant to be a chef and not a butler.
He shrugs.
Tell me how.
I don't know how. I'm just gonna think on it.
Well, good luck.
She drinks her wine.
Mmm, a delicious Cabernet.
Merlot.
She checks the bottle.
Right.
We fly over the grounds of the academy. Emma walks through the foyer in her uniform. She sees Henry standing near two cloth tables.
Lisa told me you wanted to see me. What's all this?
Yeah, I had a fun idea for a way to get you out of your head. So flavor and pairing takes practice, right? Table settings, I've seen you do it. I know you can do it. You do it well. It's just when there's pressure, that's when you mess up.
Yeah, you're not wrong there.
So I came up with a game.
A game?
Yeah. We're gonna race. Randomly pick a dining scenario. The first to correctly set it wins.
Well, what does the person win?
He hesitates.
A point.
And what happens if you get the most points?
He closes his eyes.
You just have to wait and see, okay?
Ooh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
She reaches into the jar and picks up a paper.
I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous. Okay. Just read it off.
She unfolds it.
High tea.
High tea?
Yeah.
You ready? On your marks?
Yeah.
Get set, go.
They run to the table.
Right, here we go. Make sure you don't forget. Whoa.
Sugar. I've got, don't touch mine.
Oh, sorry. That's my side.
That's my side. I'm in control of this. No, I don't think so. Okay. Out of my
Done.
They back away.
All right, Conroy.
She smiles.
You want to check mine? I'll check yours.
Okay.
They walk to the other side and inspect the settings.
Let me measure this.
Oh, well done.
Mm-hmm. Actually, this is perfect.
She looks up at him.
Here we go again?
Okay.
She reaches in again.
5-course dinner, plus soup, cheese plate, and dessert.
Okay. Ready? On your marks. Get set, go! Hey, I was cheating.
They walk the academy grounds.
And for the winner of today's table setting race, we have my famous peanut butter cookies.
Ooh.
She takes a cookie.
Mmm, yum.
Seriously, you did great.
Thanks.
Yeah.
That time, there was something about the competition that made me more relaxed. Is that weird?
No, you were having fun. So your brain couldn't trick you into freaking out.
She nods.
You just existed in the moment instead of worrying about the next one.
Yeah. Now I just have to harness that power in class, on quizzes, and in the real world.
You can do it. I know you.
He looks off and freezes.
What?
She looks in the direction he's staring. He walks away.
What is it?
She follows him.
Mom, Dad, hey, what are you doing here?
We thought we'd drop in for a surprise visit.
See how you're getting on this time around?
Okay, yeah, no, everything's going well.
Why aren't you in class?
We're on a break.
I see.
Mr. Willoughby has invited us for dinner.
Henry nods.
Okay. Great.
He smiles a tight-lipped smile.
Piero rang to ask if anyone could read him a bedtime story. I assumed that he must have brought his children, but...
When Philip asked him what kind of book he'd like, he said...
Something boring to put me to sleep.
Emma laughs with the group, then steals away to find Henry polishing the silver.
We're all hanging out with your parents. Why don't you join us?
Because the sooner I finish, the sooner I have to go in there. So I'm going to take my time.
Oh, come on. They're not that bad.
Okay, which story did he tell? It was the Earl story, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It was good.
I love them, but they do not stop talking about being a butler, ever.
She raises her brow.
Nothing wrong with that. Come on.
He nods but doesn't move.
Come on.
She waves him over. He throws down his towel and walks over.
Something boring to put me to sleep.
They walk back in the dining room.
Hey.
Henry, come sit here.
She pats the spot next to her.
I've missed you, darling.
Oh, I've missed you too, Mom. So this is Emma Conroy.
Yeah, we met. Hi.
Hello.
She's wanted to be a butler since she was, what, 10?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, isn't that refreshing to hear?
So where are you looking to butler after you graduate? Resorts, hotel, private homes?
Honestly, I would love to work in a household similar to yours. There's something that really appeals to me about working for nobility.
Hear, hear. You hear that, Henry? Very appealing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Henry has been helping me a lot with all things culinary. He's quite the chef.
That he is.
He's so good that, I almost think he should pursue that full time.
His mother's mouth opens, then politely smiles.
Yeah. I was, thinking maybe there's a world I was thinking. Maybe I could cook. Full time. See where that goes.
Emma looks to them, brow raised.
Nonsense.
Henry looks away.
Butling is in your blood. We've been through this. Your hobby can be food, but your trade is a butler.
His mother looks to him with soft eyes. Henry looks down.
Right, yeah.
Philip, I just had an idea. You know, the Count of Kensington is looking to hire a new underbutler.
Emma, if you like. We can inquire about it.
I would love that.
Of course, you would have to get a letter of recommendation from Mr. Willoughby.
Which shouldn't be a problem. He usually writes one for all the top students.
She stares.
Oh, good.
She juts at her lower lip.
I'll get one of those.
Great. So, Henry, tell us everything you've been up to.
In the gardens at night, Emma approaches Henry sitting on a bench.
Hey, saved you a cookie.
She hands him a cookie.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
She sits.
That was so nice of them to suggest a job for me.
Yeah, they're great people.
She looks at him.
Have you ever thought of just going off and becoming a chef without their blessing?
Every day.
What's stopping you?
Oh, I don't know. Ending 6 generations of my family's legacy.
Don't let your parents or the generations before them stop you.
He considers this and gazes out.
How am I supposed to do that? You heard them.
I don't know, but show them. Just don't give up, okay?
They gaze at each other a moment.
Conroy, you know what? This whole butler thing doesn't work out. You could be a motivational speaker.
A backup plan.
Yeah.
Henry! Time for your mother and I to be gone.
He looks at his parents by the taxi, then shoots a look to Emma before standing up.
Thanks for the advice.
Anytime.
She watches him walk away. She sighs and gazes out. Henry finds Emma in the dining room in the morning.
Hey, there you are.
Hi.
What's going on? What are you doing?
Thought I would practice my place settings. I just made record time.
Wow, nice. So this is what you're doing on your day off?
Yeah. You're forgetting, I'm on thin ice.
Yeah, but come on, you're doing so much better.
I'm glad you guys feel confident enough to go to town and take a break. I can't afford that luxury.
He looks up at the ceiling.
Okay, what? Let me ask you something. What if I told you that there was a place that exists where we could go, you could, 1, have fun on your day off, and 2, learn some new skills, further your education. Would you believe such a place exists?
She looks up.
No.
All right, grab your jacket. Meet me in 20. I'm gonna show you.
She watches him go with a furrowed brow, then frowns and follows. We float over a town. A restaurant on the corner with a blue awning and shelves lined with wine bottles.
So this place has 5 different cheeses, all imported and all properly aged. Thank you.
Thanks. And I see each one pairs with a different wine.
Yeah, see? See? It's enjoyable. It's also educational. Imagine that.
The perfect combo.
Right. Mm-hmm. How about a toast?
They raise small pieces of toast.
To pairing.
To the perfect pairing.
Uh-huh. I can fondue to that.
Oof.
Bad, right? Dad
joke.
Not
great.
Little tip. The wine should always have more acidity than the food. So, for example, the more bitter the cheese, the drier the wine.
Mm. She chews and nods.
Good tip.
Mm-hmm. You cannot beat real-world experience.
She pauses.
That's it.
He stares at her.
What?
That's how you should convince your parents. Have you ever cooked for them?
Oh, here and there, over the years.
What about one big meal that showcases your talents? A real knockout punch.
He contemplates this and looks up at her.
Yeah, maybe.
Something to consider.
She raises her palms, then reaches for more toast. He watches her, then looks down.
Amazing, just this little store, middle of the country. It's the best vanilla ice cream I've ever had.
Mm.
Also, take note, pairs well after any meal.
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow. Beautiful accent. Somebody studied French.
Mm. Yeah, it was my fourth rejection letter that inspired me to take French classes. The fifth inspired an art history course because the Finnish School of Butling said I didn't have enough culture on my resume.
They walk eating their ice cream.
It's so crazy how hard some of these schools are to get into. Feels like it's harder to get into than Harvard sometimes. You know, I've dropped out of a few.
Really?
Yeah. This is my fourth Butler Academy.
Wow. You're so good at everything.
I thought I could convince my parents that I wasn't good at anything. So they'd get off my back about following in their footsteps.
On purpose? And it didn't work?
No, they saw right through it.
Hmm.
She stops walking and faces him.
Henry, I just want to thank you for today. And for helping me in general. It means a lot.
Yeah, of course. I really enjoyed today.
They look into each other's eyes.
I like spending time with you.
They look longingly at each other. She smiles. He hesitates, then leans in to kiss her. They get very close, and then Emma backs away.
We should probably get back. We have a lot of work to do.
He stares a moment.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Sorry.
No.
I can't have any distractions with my ranking not being great. I have to focus
right.
And keep my eye on the prize, you know?
I totally get it. Don't worry about it.
We're good, right?
Yeah, we're good. We're good.
He cheers with their ice cream cups.
You wanna walk up?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
He walks. She stands looking at him for a moment. We float around the academy.
Miss Conroy, come in.
I hope I'm not interrupting anything.
Well, somewhat, but nothing that can't be put aside momentarily. To what do I owe this visit?
I wanted to inquire as to what I could do potentially to make you feel as though I...
Out with it.
What do I have to do to get a letter of recommendation from you?
Charles leans back.
The Walkers mentioned a position opening up at the Kensington Estate, and it sounds like my dream job.
He nods.
A very esteemed position.
Yes, very.
Well, as of now, I can't in good faith give you a letter of recommendation.
She nods.
However, if you continue to apply yourself and successfully complete the final, I can reconsider.
I would so appreciate that.
He nods.
I think collaborating with young Mr. Walker is helping a great deal.
It is. Yeah, his passion for everything in the kitchen is really inspiring.
Indeed. You know, as a young under-butler, I too struggled a lot with the showmanship aspects of the job. Got a bit of, as you say, stage fright myself.
He smiles.
How did you get past it?
By remembering. There was a greater purpose to everything that I was tasked with. A butler doesn't exist to dazzle. A butler exists to be of service.
She considers this.
I promise you, I will show you I have what it takes.
He nods.
Good. I look forward to it.
She smiles.
Thank you.
Good night.
She leaves. He goes back to his work. The front view of the academy. The class is taking a written test. Charles ambles through the room. Emma and Lisa sit next to each other. Charles walks by them checking his pocket watch. Emma watches Charles walk by, then looks back at Henry. They smile at each other before returning to their own paper. She turns the page of the test and rests her head on her hand. The front of a building with columns and flags in the front. Butlers fuss over a table set with a navy blue tablecloth, white china, and blue napkins. Miss Martin speaks to class as they look over at the table.
We have come here today so you can witness the role of a butler in a modern hotel. Later tonight, dignitaries from around the world will gather at this table for a five-course dinner. Some have brought staff from their own country, but for others, the hotel butler must supervise everything, fulfilling any guest requests.
Emma slips away from the group and walks through the kitchen.
Where is the inspiration? Emma, come here.
Henry waves her over.
This is Chef Shin Kai. He's the head chef here.
Hi.
Hello.
They shake hands.
And I should get back to it. Scallops don't steal themselves. My regards to Mr. Willoughby.
Yes.
Nice meeting you.
You too.
She waves.
Hi.
Come here. Come here.
Henry waves her aside.
I cannot believe I just met him. I've been following his work for years.
You're totally fanboying.
Oh, no, maybe. Yeah, I am. You should see what he does with the risotto. It's unbelievable.
Did you ask if there's any openings here?
I can't do that.
Why not?
First of all, I'm sure he uses a headhunter. Second of all, I have a job already.
Yeah, one that you don't want. What's the harm in asking?
I don't have the skills.
I've had your food, and trust me, you have the skills. How will you know if you don't ask?
He stares at her. She stares back. We float over the academy.
Commence.
Henry and Emma prepare a table setting while Charles looks at his stopwatch.
I need 2 wine glasses.
I'm on it.
He turns to the service station behind them and sets the teacups.
Got it.
He goes back for the wine glasses as she straightens the setting.
One.
She takes out her measuring tape.
And time.
They step back from the table. Charles inspects their work. We see the setting from above perfectly aligned. Emma and Henry watch and wait. Charles takes out his tape measurer and checks the placing. Emma and Henry smile. Charles looks to them and holds out his hands.
Perfect score.
Emma and Henry smile and fist bump. The class rushes up to the easel to see the new list. Lisa's jaw drops. We move down the board to see Emma at 3.
I'm 3rd. Congratulations.
They smile.
I mean it. You've been working so hard. I'm really impressed.
Thank you.
You're going to do great on the final.
Hey, Conroy.
What's up? We're all heading into dinner.
Come here. I want to show you something.
What are you doing?
She follows him out. They walk through the lit-up garden at night to a table for 2.
Where are you going?
I cooked us a special dinner. My favorite dish, beef Wellington.
Just for us?
Yeah. Surprise celebration for you rising in the ranks. But you have to be the one to pick the wine.
He nods to the table.
Okay.
She shakes her head.
What do we have here? Well, it has to stand up to the meat while still complimenting the puff pastry.
Uh-huh.
So I would go with the medium-bodied Pinot Noir.
Spot on. Perfect.
Well, I had a great teacher.
She sits as he pours the wine.
Really, though, you didn't have to do all this.
I wanted to. Friends like to cook for friends.
Very lucky friend.
She nods and smiles up at him. He gazes at her. She lowers her eyes.
It's too bad. We'll probably end up working on different continents.
He sits.
Don't tempt fate. We haven't graduated yet. There's always time to flunk out.
Yeah.
So here's to continuing success and to not flunking out.
To not flunking out.
They cheers and drink their wine. A long table full of guests. The double doors open to reveal two lines of the bubbling students who walk to stand behind each person at the table holding a plate. We see Emma standing with her plate in hand behind her back. Charles watches her.
Commence.
The students set the plates down synchronously, then step back. We watch as Emma does so seamlessly. We see Henry standing solemnly. The students turn all at the same time, then turn back with their bottle of wine. Emma looks down at her wine bottle, then over to Lisa's.
What is it?
This is the wrong red.
One second. Hurry.
She steps out of the line. Henry watches her. She walks across the room. Charles watches her. She gets the correct bottle and walks back to her spot. Henry looks over at her from further down the line. Emma shoots a look to Charles, who juts his bottom lip out and nods. She looks forward. Henry lowers his eyes.
And pour.
They all step forward and pour their wine synchronously, then step back. Lisa catches a drip from her bottle on the serviette on her arm. The butling students stand in a line as the last of the guests leave. Charles closes the door. He walks down the line looking at the students. He smiles.
I am happy to say, for all of you here still standing, you passed this evening's graduation exam with flying colors. You are all going to be full-fledged butlers.
Emma smiles and hugs Lisa. Henry forces a smile as the others celebrate around him.
Miss Connor. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, sir.
Tonight, sir, you impressed me. You kept calm. You worked well under pressure. As a result, my letter of recommendation will be off to Kensington, first thing.
She closes her eyes.
Thank you so much.
Earned and deserved.
She almost hugs him.
You're going to make a splendid butler.
Thank you.
She smiles, then hugs him anyway.
No, well done, Em. Well done.
Thanks.
Sleep well. Good night, everybody. Well done, you all. Good night.
We did it.
Good night.
Emma and Lisa hug again. Emma finds Henry by the fireplace.
There you are. He sort of disappeared after we all got the good news.
Yeah, I just needed a second to take it all in. I'm happy for you.
She smiles.
I am. You did it.
Thank you. I couldn't have done it without you.
He looks back at the fireplace. She walks closer, studying him.
You okay?
Yeah.
She sits next to him.
Yeah, I'm just grappling with the idea that I'm gonna be a butler for the rest of my life. Uh-huh.
They share a look.
It's okay, though. It's good. It is. You've shown me so many good parts about the job.
She nods.
But not enough to make you want to be a butler.
He shakes his head.
What about trying one last Hail Mary?
He looks at her.
What do you mean?
Well, your parents are coming to the graduation celebration, right?
Yeah.
What if you ask Mr. Willoughby if you could cater it?
He smiles.
You do not give up, do you?
Never. You should always go after what you want.
Let me think about it.
She looks at him while he looks into the fire.
And so I'm personally thrilled to be graduating this fine group of dedicated young men and women who'll soon be joining the ranks of one of the most honorable professions in existence. being of great service to others, and representing the very pinnacle of decorum. Miss Martin and I offer our heartiest congratulations to them and wish them the greatest of good luck with their careers. So, how about a big round of applause?
The parents applaud for the graduates standing in a line in their uniforms on the front grounds of the academy. We see Emma's mom. Emma smiles. A cocktail party by the pool.
So proud of you, honey. Years in the making, and here you are, getting everything you wanted.
Yep, years and years. Yeah, thank you, Mom.
Emma looks over at Henry across the party. Her mom follows her gaze.
Who's that?
Oh, Henry.
I don't think I've ever seen your eyes light up like that.
Mom, this is Henry Walker and his parents, Dana and Philip.
Nice to meet you.
You as well.
I'm glad your mom is here for this. We were able to secure a position for you as under-butler to the Count of Kensington.
What? You were?
Seriously?
They nod.
Thank you so much.
Henry blinks.
I don't know what to say. Thanks.
We're happy to help. Henry speaks so highly of you, and we can see why.
Oh. You're going to love Scotland. It's beautiful.
Oh, I know I will. I can't even imagine.
Scotland? Oh, wow, that's far. You sure about this?
Yeah. Mom, I've been working towards this my whole life.
Yeah. You're right. Ever since you were a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
Emma nods.
Thank you.
She looks to Henry, who looks at his feet.
Have you tried the food?
Aye. The sausage rolls were to die for.
And the sauce on the shrimp? Amazing.
Right? You should try the crab cakes.
Here I go.
She takes a bite.
Mm. It's delicious.
Oh, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Did the school chef cater this then?
Actually, no. No, I did.
What? Your final then?
No. No, Dad. I volunteered to cook the food for this.
So well done.
Really? Thanks, Mom. I'm glad to hear you say that.
Emma smiles at him. Henry steals a glance at her and she nods.
I'm very, very glad to hear you say that.
Of course.
And the reason is, I was actually hoping you would enjoy the food so much that you would see why I think I'm suited for a career as a chef and not a butler.
Your skill was never in doubt. That's why, as a butler, you can go further than anyone could. It's because of your many skills that you can truly control a house.
Henry's eyes wander up as tears fill them. Emma's brow furrows as she looks to Henry's father. Emma carries suitcases down the stairs.
Hey, can I help you carry those?
No, I got it.
Sure?
Mm-hmm.
She sets them down.
All right, so this is it, huh? Goodbye?
I guess so.
Yeah.
They gaze into each other's eyes.
I'm gonna miss seeing you around.
I don't know about that.
I will.
He smiles.
Do you remember when you fell and smashed all the dishes on this carpet?
When I fell? Nice.
Yeah, that's how it happened, right?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I nudged you.
Mm-hmm.
Charles watches them from his desk.
Bye.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have made it through without you.
Yeah, you would have. You would have found a way.
Not so sure.
He gazes at her.
I hope you know that you're a fantastic chef.
Charles stands.
You really are. And no matter where you're working or what uniform you're wearing, you'll be great.
Henry smiles.
You gotta promise me something.
Okay.
Take a day off, like once in a while. Enjoy your life.
Okay.
Outside of work. Promise?
I'll do my best.
Charles and Miss Martin smile and turn away after overhearing them. Emma's eyes wander, then she leans in to kiss him on the cheek. His eyes lower. She picks up her suitcases.
All right.
He smiles.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
She leaves.
See ya.
He watches her go, then twists his mouth and stands there. A stone bridge over a creek with a castle in the distance. Text, Scotland. We float above the castle.
The grounds extend all the way down to the stream, up past the foothills on the north side. In the house, you'll be responsible for every room, including the master's study and personal billiards room. On your days off, feel free to go explore town, but I must warn you, as a new butler, it's doubtful you'll get any time off. My first year, I believe I only had a single day to myself. Now, come inside and I'll show you the kitchens.
Emma scans the landscape before following her inside.
That's what he said. It's haggis. You eat it!
Emma pours wine for her new bosses.
I just don't know if I like Nice in the summer. Too many tourists.
That's what you said about the Amalfi Coast, and you love that.
But that was different. We had our own villa.
I remember that. What? Absolutely fabulous view.
Oh, Positano. Beautiful. It was our anniversary. We had a lovely time, didn't we, dear?
Butter that pendant.
That smells delicious.
Beef Wellington. It's the Count's favorite.
Aye.
Mine as well.
Oh.
Really?
Emma turns her head at the mention of Wellington. Her face falls.
Aye.
The estate at night. Emma lies in bed staring up at the ceiling. She looks at her phone and sits up. She dials.
Hey, honey. Must be late there.
It is.
Well, everything okay?
Yeah.
How did that big dinner go with
the guys from the House of Lords?
It went well. It was, yeah, exactly what I pictured.
Okay, so why do you sound so down in the dumps?
Emma blinks and looks down.
What if I was wrong?
About what?
She shakes her head.
What I thought I wanted.
Well, then you'd be human.
I love being a butler. I really do, but I don't know. I want to experience all of life.
Look, whatever you decide, I love you and I support you.
I love you too.
Emma smiles.
Hi.
She hangs up. She contemplates this with a tight smile. We float over another estate at night.
I love America, but it's good to be home in England. Henry.
Yeah?
Come here. I want to make a toast.
Henry enters as they stand with glasses raised.
Right. Tomorrow is your first day carrying on the tradition of the Walker family, and I could no be more proud.
They drink. Henry raises his glass but just sets his glass down and proceeds to serve the dinner.
It smells wonderful, honey.
Oh, thanks, Mom.
He serves his mother.
See? Cooking will always be a great hobby for you.
I ironed your uniform. I know it's something you should do, but I couldn't help it.
And I think you should wear my lucky cufflinks.
His father hands him a box. Henry takes it. He opens it and stares at the cufflinks.
You must give Chef the recipe.
He looks up at his father and closes the box.
No.
His parents look up.
Come again.
I said no. This is my recipe, right? I created this. I perfected it over the years, and I'm going to keep it. And I'm going to serve it in my restaurant one day.
Henry.
His father stands.
Night before your first date. You really want to go through all this again?
Yeah, I do. I do, Dad. And I want you to listen to me right now. I want to be a chef. No, I'm going to be a chef. And I'd rather deal with your disappointment and heartbreak than live the rest of my life unhappy. I love you, all right? I love you, I really do. But whether you give me your blessing or not, I'm doing this.
He drops the box on the table.
Henry.
His mother stands. She walks over to him past his father, who frowns and hugs him with tears in her eyes.
You are going to make a marvelous chef. And I want you to be happy.
Thanks, Mom.
He walks out, not even looking at his father. His father picks up the cufflinks Henry had dropped on the table. The door opens at the Scotland estate. Emma walks out to a taxi with her suitcase.
Hi. Thank you.
The driver takes her bag and puts it in the trunk as she looks up at the house one last time. She gets in the taxi. She looks out the window of the taxi at the beautiful landscape as it drives away. Emma takes off her purse and half smiles to herself as they drive. She looks out the window and her brow furrows. Henry is walking down the road.
Wait, stop the car! Stop the car! Stop the car! Wait!
She gets out of the car.
Henry?
Emma! Hey!
What are you doing here?
Yeah, I came up from my parents' place last night, and I did it. I did it. I told them I don't want to be a butler.
Her jaw drops.
Wait, what?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was because of you.
She blinks.
You're amazing, Emma Conroy. You know that? You are. You go after life. You set your goals. You achieve them no matter what anybody says.
She nods.
And you made me believe that I could do that too.
She shakes her head.
I'm so proud of you.
He smiles at her, then looks at the taxi.
What is this? Where are you going?
I decided to quit.
His eyes widen.
What? Why? This is your dream job.
Dreams change. I want to work somewhere I can build a home and enjoy a family. I don't want to give that up. I realize it wouldn't be a dream come true if I only got half of it.
He looks up.
Family.
She nods.
That's funny. I mean, I was literally going to look for jobs around here so I could maybe take you on a date on your day off.
Well, I wouldn't have gotten any days off anyway, so
right.
Another good reason to quit.
They smile.
I don't have a job. You don't have a job.
No.
He looks up.
What are we going to do?
Don't worry. I have an idea.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Huh.
But first.
She walks up to him, puts an arm around his neck and kisses him. He holds her as they kiss. The building with the columns and the flags. Henry and Emma are kissing in the hotel dining room. Henry wears a chef's jacket.
I believe the kitchen is your jurisdiction, sir.
I know, but Sweet 504 just canceled their chocolate dip strawberries, and I really don't want them to go to waste.
You know what pairs well with chocolate dip strawberries?
What's that?
Chardonnay, of course.
Very good. Very good.
He gazes at her.
Speaking of good pairings.
They kiss again. They hold each other as they kiss.